Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke weeksaand tussen 6 en 7.
Die plaaslike been van die Amerikaanse Citibank groep beloof om die ontwikkeling van die Sedibeng ekonomiese streek se eerste fase te befonds. Die planne vir die syde van Gauteng in die Vaal-area sluit 'n stadsontwikkeling, industrie en 'n lughawe in. Die lughawe sal na voltooiing tot 27 miljoen passasiers en 'n half miljoen ton vrag kan hanteer. Citibank gee amper 1,4 miljard rand vir die ontwikkeling en sê hulle voorsien 'n veel groter belegging in die streek in die toekoms. Ons gesels nou met Petko Atanasov, die bestuurshoof van MTI Aviation, wat deel gaan wees van die ontwikkeling van die projek. Good evening, Petko. Welcome to the show. What does the airport project entail?
Quenan, good evening to you and to all your listeners. The airport, as you refer to it, is actually a long-term master plan airport development with four distinct development areas and zones. The first zone is the air platform, what you're referring to as an airport. The second zone is the trade zone, providing space for light manufacturing assembly facilities in a designated special economic zone for goods amenable for transport by air. And the third development zone is comprising of two agri zones. The fourth is the airport city, which includes retail, premium office space, hotel, medical facility aimed at aircraft or African medical tourism. And not only limited to Africa, the medical tourism is becoming something very big. And I think we still got specialists that can offer very good service.
So Citibank says yes for the money at this stage, but it sounds like a huge project. Is that enough money from them? Where are you in this complete process? And when will you know how much money you actually need?
Remember, these projects are not plonked as a final product with capacity of 50 million passengers and the rest that goes with the aircraft landings. These projects are developed in phases. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a massive white elephant without developing the required aircraft movements, the passenger movements, the cargo tonnage. So these projects are developed in phases. So we are talking about phase one only. In phase one, we require about 32 billion rand to complete the phase one of the project. Citibank has provided a seed capital, which is massively helpful. But besides that, Citibank has unlocked for us the market in the whole of the United States in terms of financing opportunities, in terms of use of technologies, in terms of partnering with air service providers like massive airlines. I just returned from visit to the United States with a delegation from SADC, which was a reverse trade mission organized by the U.S. Trade and Development Agency. And I can tell you, everybody wishes the project to succeed. We met with role players from all different spheres. So for us, the Citibank seed capital is extremely important, extremely important. The partnership between Citibank and, to a certain extent, the government at the moment is something I cannot underline the importance of this specific development.
Petko, you're talking about phase one. Is anything going to be built in phase one? Or where does the actual building, whether it's the city or the airport or the agricultural areas, when do we start seeing that?
Phase one includes a single runway with 4.2 kilometers length, just to be simplistic, a passenger terminal with a capacity of 7 million passengers per annum, a cargo terminal with capacity of 150 million tons per annum. And all these facilities are designed, they're going to be produced in the way that they can be expanded according to the master plan that we have completed and work towards a long-term development to reach capacity, building capacity of about 40 million passengers. However, these massive projects do take time. I mean, our estimate is 4.5 years from start of the construction. With a push and hard work, we'll be ready to deliver the phase one.
And when does that start then? 4.5 years from now, or has it started?
Well, firstly, we have to go back and say, what are the immediate tasks that we are undertaking? We have to rezone the land from agricultural land to industrial. that takes, as a process, quite a bit of time. We are talking about probably a year with a push, and we're going to work very hard for that. We have to complete our environmental impact assessment. And from there on, we are starting to put the bulk infrastructure in place as well. So it is not going to be a clear cut if we say, oh, from today, we've got 4.5 years and everything is going to be delivered. This is like a staggered approach. We have to do follow fixed protocol and procedures of what is required, firstly, for the land to be rezoned. Secondly, I mean, the special economic zone is extremely important for us. We want to see ourselves as the first privately operated special economic zone. We are submitting application to the Department of Trade and Industry. This is the immediate actions that are going to be taken. But consequently with this, we are looking to start putting the infrastructure, which is the civil works and the rest, in year two, which is the next year. We are looking to start putting the infrastructure in place.
You've obviously done the impact studies and studies around the need for something like this in that area. Does the area and Gauteng need another development of that size?
That's a very interesting question. A lot of people that are not involved in the aviation industry will ask this question and simply say, well, there is no need for such thing. I would like to explain that, like I said to you, we are developing the project in terms of phase one capacity. And yes, we have conducted accurate feasibility studies, which point out where we can get our catchment area, which is not going to be in direct competition with our Tambo. We are going to develop new air routes. And we have been doing this for the last 4 years, working quietly, because you cannot put the infrastructure in place without any air operator. If we wait until we've got the infrastructure in place and start looking for air operators, this is counterproductive and it is going to result in a massive loss of money. What we have been doing is approaching a specific targeted air operators, international, regional, and domestic, and concluding LOIs, talking and explaining, and the appetite for use of the new facility is quite big. So we are confident that with our route development partners, we'll be able to have airline operators using the facility the moment that we open, in a very, very, very satisfying way for us in terms of traffic and for the whole development to be sustainable.
Thank you, Petco. Dit was Petco Atanasov, die bestuurshoof van MTI Aviation, en hy het gepraat oor die planne vir 'n lughawe en stadsontwikkeling in die Vaal area.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.